Well, the ironic thing is Daryl and I all, we both started at the exact same time. We both got on the reserves back under Sheriff Carl Eicher. So we, the two of us got on at the same time. I was hired in July in the same year Daryl got hired in September. I started off in dispatch and he was in the jail. I've known the guy for 30-some years, 32 or 34 years, somewhere in there. The one thing I will tell you about Daryl that just amazes me is he's always got his heart in the right place. He's a very faithful and devout man. You know, I can tell you that all of his decisions are always made with a little bit of faith based in there with that. He really is just a good-hearted man. Comes from a great family. I know his mom and dad quite well. Know his wife, Nancy, well. They're just very community-oriented people and have done a lot for our community in so many ways that most people don't know, you know. So, and we get to see that every day with him. One of the other things, I guess, that just is a huge thing is you can just tell that people follow Daryl around here. I mean, he's a leader, and he doesn't even know it, if that makes sense. I mean, people follow him. They look up to him. He's just an honorable guy, and you can tell that. And, I mean, this morning we did a little escort home to escort him home on his last day, and I can't tell you how many of the employees came in this morning on their own time and woke up right early because Daryl got off the third shift, and they all came in on their own and made sure that he was taken home on his last day. So it was just a nice tribute, and you can tell that people just generally like him, or they wouldn't have come in to do that.